Hey Bucks fans, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season. Our wings always win. World famous for 40 years, with 13 sauces and rubs to choose from. Or try our buffalo chicken dip. And for a limited time, the pepper jack onion ring burger. Wash them down with a Big Daddy mug of Bud, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. Or sip on a Jolly Roger cocktail, a Bucks favorite, made with Absolut. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will give away signed Bucks memorabilia. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. OriginalHooters.com for details. Drink responsibly.
Second time between week 12 and week 13, we are with you on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Hooters celebrating 40 years on the 4th of each month. Throwback events at Hooters locations with 83-cent wings and other great specials. Visit OriginalHooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Enjoy those $6 drinks all day, every day. I am Todd Wright. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email. As you get closer and closer to your fantasy playoffs, I can answer any of your fantasy questions. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Recording this on Thursday morning. I'll leave out any Seahawks-Cowboys talk for obvious reasons of distribution. My guess is you will listen to this podcast somewhere on the weekend. So let's just go ahead and talk about some things involving teams that are in play for Sunday and Monday. Six teams are on bye. For those of you that have enjoyed the production of Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, you won't have the benefit of that this week. So you might be playing your backup quarterback, or about 50% of you just stream a quarterback. Some of you fortunate to start looking ahead to the playoffs, who you want to look at in terms of who's playing for you in the playoffs. And I'm going to do a longer podcast on this probably next week, especially based on the result of 49ers and Eagles. Eagles host 49ers this week at Cowboys next week. They win both of those games. They have no real need to play Jalen Hurts the rest of the regular season, because they will have taken care of the other teams in the NFC. And I'm not leaving the Lions totally out of this, but the Thanksgiving loss sets the Lions back in the standings. The Eagles want to win the division. So if they beat the Cowboys next week, they've got the sweep on Dallas. And then if they win this week against the Niners, they have a huge lead and a head-to-head against the Niners. So remember last year when Jalen Hurts wasn't playing? It was citing an injury. And yeah, he's more banged up this year than he was last year. But for those of you, we're going to talk about this more next week. Let's see the result of Eagles-Niners. But I think for those of you that own Jalen Hurts, you better have another option in your fantasy playoffs, because I think chances are good Jalen Hurts isn't going to play either or all week 15, week 16, week 17, because we've seen this before from the Philadelphia Eagles. And Hurts is more physically impacted this year than last year. So the results of that Eagle-Niner game and the Eagle-Cowboy game next week could have ramifications on fantasy football playoffs. Let's talk about some running backs. Again, it's Thursday morning, so keep checking status. A few guys. Breece Hall's status. David Montgomery's status in Detroit. Different issue with him. It's a foot issue with David Montgomery. We know how this goes if Montgomery doesn't play, what it means for Jahmyr Gibbs. Mostert, not seen at practice Wednesday for the Dolphins, had some rushing to the waiver wire for Jeff Wilson. Achane looks like he could go, but keep checking status on that. So you've got three potential options in play for the Dolphins. If Hall doesn't go for the Jets, I guess they got to play Dalvin Cook. But I wouldn't be running out to get him based on the nature of the Jets, just as I'm not running to the waiver wire to pick up Aaron Rodgers. I don't feel that is worth our conversation at this point. It seems like most people, even me, and I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan, are saying, Aaron, don't play. Just don't. There's no reason to do this at this point. You're going to tear the other Achilles or tear the one you just fixed if you try to come back. Where else are we looking for some highlights or headlines this weekend? We've talked about, Jonathan Taylor out with the thumb. So if Zach Moss is available, he is worth playing immediately in a game that's very running back friendly, Colts-Titans. Taylor expected to miss at least two, if not three games. I'm trying to look at anything else that's sort of headline worthy without getting too specific as it relates to any game. Patriots making a quarterback change that really doesn't affect any of us with a fantasy pulse until we actually see some life out of the Patriots, only team in the NFL to lose multiple games this year, any game, and they've lost multiple games where they've only given up 10 points or less. Rashee Rice did flash for the Chiefs last week. Some of you, I mean, I even had him on my roster, I don't know, for a week or two. And then it's just the refrain with the Chiefs is always when you're searching for that guy, since they traded Tyreek Hill, there hasn't really been one. Rice looks like a talented player. I just don't know that you can count on him every week. You know, if you're thinking in a must-win to get to the playoffs or in a playoff mode, it's more of a, well, I don't have any other choice. They're a productive offense type player. Pacheco is someone that has done enough. And, I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago. He was essentially a fringe RB1, even though his performance had dipped a little bit. But you know, when it comes to Chiefs, the ones you play every week for the Mahomes, even with the struggle to score points in the second half, Kelce, some say, hasn't looked the same all year. Pacheco, unless you have two better options, and Butker, I mean, that's pretty much what you got. Let's see. The Browns situation, again, not running to the waiver wire to pick up Joe Flacco, even though he may even start this week. It's not like it's a ridiculous ask for the Browns to win against the Rams. You know, here we go with Kyren Williams, who I didn't play last week. I wanted to see what his touch counts were, and everything was great, but that was against Arizona. This is against the Browns. Maybe Myles Garrett goes. Maybe he doesn't go. Maybe he plays this year. Maybe he doesn't play this year. Sure. I think after last week, unless you have two clearly defined better options, you are playing Kyren Williams. It would help if Myles Garrett didn't play for you. The production of Nacua and Kupp is down, but Stafford did throw four touchdowns last week. And the Browns' injury report is loaded, even beyond Myles Garrett and DTR. Head coaching change in Carolina, but the play caller is the same as it was for, 2 to 3 weeks? 2 to 3 weeks ago? A quarterback coach is gone. A running back coach is gone. It's messy there. I'll give you one sort of odd name that is likely available on waivers who may be worth a shot in the dark, to use a Survivor term. Miles Sanders has been sort of persona non grata for a while. He was a guy who early on was very unhappy. He was touching the ball a lot early, And then he started to voice this pleasure, seemed like he didn't want to be there. You know, I don't know Miles Sanders. He was productive with the Eagles last year. Actually had a very good year with the Eagles. They just simply moved on from him with other backs rather than satisfy his contract demands. Maybe they didn't feel they got enough from him in short yardage or could get that going forward from Jalen Hurts. Let's just put it this way. Maybe Miles Sanders was right that what was going on offensively wasn't what he signed up for. And now his head coach and primary play caller is gone. The quarterback coach is gone. And Deuce Staley, the running back coach, is also gone. So if you're looking for, if you're desperate for a running back in a name you know, it might be Miles Sanders. Yeah, the Bucs are nothing much. Bucs probably win this game. I mean, they lost in this spot a year ago after the Panthers fired their coach. But, you know, they might want to. Sanders is an underutilized resource that the Panthers paid for and have gotten really nothing out of for 2+ months. So there may be something there. And I'm not that close to the situation, but maybe. Yeah, maybe. Packers, let's see if Jordan Love continues his development. Keep an eye on their running backs because both are injured. I mean, even Matthew Berry said this week on Peacock, A.J. Dillon just hasn't looked very good. He hasn't. He's looked, you know, this is A.J. Dillon time of year where he normally turns it on. And it's just, it doesn't seem to be there. Now, that could change. In Patrick Mahomes' first game ever at Lambeau. But Jordan Love is someone I have him on both of my teams based on what I'm seeing recently. Jaden Reed is on one of my teams for the same reasons. Let's see. Jaguars, Bengals. Bengals didn't show much offensively in first full game without Joe Burrow. I mean, you're still playing Chase. You're playing Mixon. You're hopeful at this point on Mixon in a game against the Jaguars. And nothing really stands out about the Jags other than you still don't know from week to week. It wasn't much of a ETN game last week, even though the Jaguars won. Jaguars kind of won that game with their defense and an odd call on Tank Dell that took away a 60-yard catch that flipped the field. I saw that the other night. ETN, 20 carries for 56 yards. I mean, the Texans controlled him. Ridley had another good game. Let's see here. Christian Kirk, 4 for 89. Evan Engram still can't get in the end zone. I don't know who Luke Farrell is. I'm sorry. Nico Collins, he's back and doing good things. And Devin Singletary, not on the ground in this game, but his tandem offense, when you include catches and yardage from that, got him to 12 touches for 72 yards. He's still a viable starter for the Jaguars. So I think those are pretty much your headlines because we're limited. We're not talking about six teams on bye. Not talking about Seahawks and Cowboys because they played on Thursday night. And just got to keep checking status on a bunch of running backs this week as it relates to their injury situations. Am I missing anything else? Nope. Not for now. So we'll leave it there. Again, I'll answer all your personal fantasy questions at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Please don't send them last minute on Sunday. If you have a fantasy question, get out in front of it. Send it by no later than Saturday. So I have time to get to it and complete your question. Sometimes I get these questions and they're not complete. I want to know your situation, what you're thinking, and then I'll offer you a second opinion. I don't pick your starters. You don't pick mine. It's your team. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good luck this week.